I guess, man, I guess that if we have to start, we might as well come at you live at 97.5 The Square.
Oh, my God.
Yup.
Oh, my God.
Welcome back to Drop Dice, your next favorite D&D podcast.
That's what's up.
Wait, are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording. Wait, hold up. Ain't no snare in my headphones.
There we go.
I don't know how to fix that. Where we last left the party off, they were investigating, trying to find the coffin of Manfred von Karstein.
Getting pooped on.
They were exploring an underground cavern, killed a giant monster they were hoping was defending the resting place of the vampire. Didn't find any coffins or anything, and when they tried to leave, hearing the footfalls of potentially vampires coming after them, the way out is now a dead end. Kronk,
we must
magic
go deeper.
User of the party, tried to scry on Manfred, found him no longer in his coffin, in his recovering state, but sitting
fucking sipping martinis in his office.
In his office, feet up, making direct eye contact and kind of raising his little goblet of God knows what.
Of bullshit.
It's like a little Gatsby campaign thing.
Or
moment.
Blood or healing, who knows?
Baby.
It might be. No, the baby got.
Pureed baby.
The baby got burned to a crisp.
I assume he's got multiple.
I hate the direction this is going.
I assume he's got like a. He's got like a pantry full.
Potentially. Anyway, let's go around and introduce ourselves, and we'll pick up with you guys totally not trapped in your death.
I am Fig, playing Kronk Enator. The only person that thinks beyond the next 5 minutes in the party, it seems.
Yeah.
Yes.
Must be nice.
It's problematic.
He's a problem.
Me, Ben, play Eck, small lizard man.
Zach, Gregor, Black Wolf, Midtime, Ball Against the Terror, does not possess foresight. You know what it is.
Sydney playing Fargrim, Dwarf Slayer, ready to kill anything and everything at the risk of his own life.
And
obviously,
having just chiseled out a really nice little ledge
in this
stone wall.
Took 10 minutes, but you know what? It's perfectly chiseled.
I mean, for 10 minutes, like that's still pretty impressive. Like, it's just like hard stone.
Hell yeah.
Solid granite or something. I don't know.
Something.
So, yeah.
That was stressful.
Kronk, you're kind of flash back to yourself after this scrying episode.
Shit.
Your friends, you hear like the faint scraping sound of a chisel and a little tinging of hammers.
Well, that bodes well. So I'm going to get up, uncrisscross my applesauce, and then I'm going to start walking up, back up that path,
cool.
Group up with the gang, and what I presume is now a trapped us.
Kronk, why didn't you tell us that there was a wall of stone?
Man... That's crazy. Yeah, that wasn't there when I was here.
You're saying they just grew a wall of stone?
I mean, probably. It's probably some kind of like magical trap that they've got. I'm sure it's one of many throughout this castle. So it will likely not be the last one we run.
You should just dimension door onto the other side of the wall, dude.
I'm sure there's nobody there waiting for that possibility at all.
I mean, we're over here.
I mean, we could go deeper.
I don't think there was a deeper.
I don't think there was
you
another
didn't
way out.
See any other exits? You could go back and look for them.
Can I go back and look for them?
Hold on. Just so I'm understanding.
Yes.
We're all trapped in the same room.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. I was under the impression that like we made it out and then behind us.
No, you were all trapped in the same area.
Yeah, we just can't get further back
what
up
we
where we came from.
Even stressing about.
I wasn't.
Dude, I'm going to tell you, I'll blip blop us to the tree. We'll scoop the bodies, then blip blop us back home.
Okay. Should we take a short rest real quick?
Yeah, let's take a while while we're down here.
Yeah, if we're just chilling.
Tactical pause.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take a short rest.
I'm at 47 out of my 133 hit points, so I'd like to get.
How many hit dice are you going to spend?
Fucking 8.
Cool. I will be spending 5 of my hit dice.
Cool.
Me too.
D12 plus 4. I will be spending
Maybe two.
All right, let's roll for 8d8.
But then it's your roll plus con, right?
28.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 28. I believe it's plus con for each of the rolls.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So if you're rolling five, you get plus five. Or plus whatever your thing is times five.
How's everyone doing?
Oh, actually, pretty dang good, honestly.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I was a little worried that, you know, being trapped in, you know, your tomb would be bad for you guys. But
no, there's plenty of space.
Huh. I mean, it's a pretty nice tomb, all things considered.
Basically back to full health
now. Honestly, we just got like an hour to chill. Like, oh, could I have used this time to attune to my dragon mask?
You could have used this time to attune to your dragon
mask. Can I have done that?
You can have done that, and nice. I can send you what it does now.
Cool, I gotta figure out what I want to attune to first.
You know what?
Kronk, are you attuning to your new sword?
I'm back to full health. Fuck it.
Shit, bro. How do I... I gotta check my attuned items real quick. That's a tough one, because I have my shield, my ring of mind shielding, and then my amulet of proof against detection.
Ooh.
What's that?
That's a...
What's the last one? What are you proofing?
The one where we couldn't get scryed that Man. I got when we were coming here?
You crazy.
So which one do you
guess? I mean, I guess we don't have to worry about that anymore.
Drop that ring of mind shield, dog.
No.
Let me in.
No.
I just want to be friends. I want to know your dreams and your thoughts. What keeps you up at night?
That's something fucking Fargrim would say. Just standing there like, guys.
I want to know what makes you cry.
You know what I'm starting to get the impression of from Fargrim, honestly?
Oh, God.
Just like a really Jack Toby Flenderson.
I don't even know who that
Toby
is.
Toby from The Office.
Oh, shit, dude.
All right, so fuck it. I'll try attuning to that. I'll drop my amulet of proof against detection since we can't fucking scry block anyone else without numbnuts anyways.
Cool.
To my jerkin?
Numbnuts, yeah.
Little bitch tits.
The pocket man.
I can now doubly understand Draconic.
Whoa.
All right.
He's like super smart now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like double smart.
Yeah. Only in Draconic, though.
Now one way. Got it on lock.
Should also know a messenger, because I think it'll be easier for you to put in your... Okay. No, I'll just send it here.
Attune.
You are now attuned. Congratulations, guys.
I'm attuned.
So what does it do, guys?
Mask of Elder Dragon requires attunement. While you are wearing no armor, you can add your charisma bonus to armor class. I have plus one.
Nice.
Once a day, you can use Black Dragon Breath Weapon, DC 15.
Nice.
So that's acid, I believe?
Black Dragon, I believe, is... I mean, I got the PHB right here. We can look it up. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure black's acid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you can speak and understand Draconic. You have advantage on any charisma checks made against Black Dragons, which is really specific.
Can you fly?
No. That would have been cool. And then once a day, I can basically... I basically have a legendary resistance.
That's super cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I fail a saving throw, I can choose to succeed instead.
That's super cool.
Yeah, that's the really cool part.
Interesting.
Breath weapon's pretty cool, too. Do you know how much it does? I'll find something to add it.
Black is acid, confirm.
Cool.
You, your breath weapon is a 5x30-foot line.
Really?
That's what it says. For black draconic ancestry breath weapon. That's for dragonborn rules.
Okay.
But black is acid, and then it's a 5x30-foot line, and the target needs to make a dex save.
Okay.
And then your DC for the saving throw is 8 plus your con plus your proficiency bonus.
It says that I get a,
you already
I
got
a 15.
Okay. Might be. Yeah,
it gives me a 15. Thank you, though.
Yeah, man.
Kronk, what about you?
We know your dream.
What do you want?
What's your fancy new toy?
So it's a magic weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Grants +3 to attack and damage rolls. And while attuned, you have advantage on intelligence, wisdom, and riz saving throws. Also immune to being charmed and have resistance to psychic damage. In addition, if you score a crit with it against a creature's astral body, you can cut the silvery cord that tethers the target to its material body instead of dealing damage. So you can fucking sever its soul from its body.
Yeah.
Is that better than the one you have right now?
Damage-wise, no, but it is better as far as, like, bonuses? Because, like, my Shadow Blade is, like, pretty stonks because I get the advantage and it's 3 dice for the damage. But this one has the bonus of all of my stats. I have advantage for saving throws and resistance to charming and psychic, so...
Nice.
Situationally useful. Plus, I mean, I do get that passively for the attunement. So if I just have it slung on my back, I still do get the bonus of advantage to intelligence, wisdom, and riz, and immunity to charm, and resistance to psych damage. So there all in all, net W.
Very nice.
I'm gonna be smarticle as fuck, dog.
I'm gonna look around this place.
Okay.
Yeah, I was gonna investigate the.
Yeah, I wanna, like, while we have the time and we're trapped, I wanna look around. I wanna see what's what. Like, why is this monster? I wanna look around again. Really still confused about why this monster was here.
Okay. Yeah, give me investigation.
I'm rolling dog shit, dude.
Sure.
I rolled a 16.
How are you helping?
I mean, or maybe I'll just, like, investigate too, I suppose.
Okay. I rolled a 16.
19.
And you're, what are you two, because you were looking to figure out why the monster is here.
That's kind of my, what was that thing's deal?
I'm looking for any other way out.
Okay. You do not find any other way out.
Okay.
Gregor, it's really hard just like looking at this corpse. And the fact that it was chained down, I mean, it does seem like it was chained here. It looks like it's some kind of monstrosity. No, you didn't see that room. You could guess it's maybe it was here to protect something once upon a time. Maybe you guys are missing something.
Mm.
Maybe Manfred just likes trapping things.
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe it was like a science experiment he didn't really know what to do with, so we just stuck it down here.
Hmm. It's sad.
Yeah. And now it's just kind of...
Hella dead.
Gross.
No.
The little ack prints leading from it.
There's nothing like underneath it.
I mean, did you guys want to like fully move the body? Because it would take you guys a little bit of time and effort to like fully shove it to the side from where it's collapsed.
I don't know.
We could probably handle it. Two strong boys like ourselves.
You want to try?
Yeah.
We could try.
Was it just like a strength check?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one.
Oh, shit. I mean, I did a 9.
Fargrim, you slip a disc.
Ah, my back.
I fuck
you. Now, you move it a little bit, but you also notice that, like, with the chains on its what you think might be ankles.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a lot of movement, okay. So you can only move it like a couple feet before it starts getting
fair enough
tight.
Dang, dude.
I guess we'll just never know, you know?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the only other thing, like if it was guarding something that it just happened to fall on top of, maybe, but that seems unlikely.
I don't know. I was thinking like, you know, like in Harry Potter. You know,
with like the trap door.
Yeah.
I mean, if you guys want to spend time moving it, you can.
No, it's
okay. I mean, you guys are trapped down here, so like maybe it landed on something.
I mean, I'm relatively rested up.
Yeah, I feel great.
So I mean, I think if we're gonna dip,
now's the time.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
So we're shooting for the. I have that rock for the tree.
Aim for the bushes.
Aim for the bushes, dude. All right, we'll gather around in a circle. Actually, Act, did you want to do a test run first?
Sure. Just, you know, be ready to heal me.
All right, you know what? Is it even worth it? Cause like,
no.
Because, like, what's...
One way or another, we're going to have to try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Run no. it. Run it.
You're just going to take damage from no reason.
To the tree!
Okay. Gregor, can you roll me a D100?
Can I? Let me ponder this orb. Put it on my lap ski. That's pretty flat, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now that rolled.
You can do the 2D10 method too. No. If it's okay.
It's fucking obnoxious. All right, guys, check it out. It's a 3.
Get the fuck.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Probably bad.
I think it's bad. My orb betrayed me.
This is how the party goes out.
That would, dude, man.
That'd be some shit.
Bro.
That is going to be 18 points of force damage.
Thank God, I'm back to full health, dude. Fuck me.
Ow.
And then we're going to roll again. That is a 4.
So it happens again?
Yep.
Hope.
That is 7 points of force damage.
That's not so bad.
And we're going to do it again.
Okay.
That is a 30, which unfortunately is not enough.
Really? Even though I have an object from that, there's an effect in play that
there's
makes it... Damn, okay. Fuck, because usually with the object, like...
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, as you're trying to focus on this object and push through, it's like you're... It's like a wall that you're trying to like push yourselves through that keeps bouncing you back.
That's crazy because all I do my whole life is push past barriers.
That's not great for you guys. That is 25 points of force damage.
Okay.
How much was the first one? Sorry, I was trying to do something.
17.
Okay.
Wait, no, it went 17, then 7. Now 25. Basically, I went from 107 to like 50. I'm at 57.
Oh, thank God for you guys. That's an 80. Which?
How much was that last one? Sorry.
20. What was that? 20. What did I say it was?
Okay.
25.
Basically, we lost like 50 hit points.
Awesome.
Yeah. You guys appear on the at the tree.
Oh my God. That was awful.
With like bruised ribs, internal bleeding. You're all shaking a little bit.
I think I got like 3 different hernias right now.
If I wasn't resistant to force damage, I would be unconscious. Well,
I'm using my stone's endurance and second wind for that, so I can try and mitigate some of this.
I'm fine.
I feel like my hip dislocated, then relocated, but relocated improperly.
Stop being weak, bro.
It feels like your knees switched and then switched back.
Ew. All right. Let's get these bodies and
get
out of here.
You're not under the tree. As you see, there are... So there were like a couple guards on the wall that were all like pretending not to see you. There are now actively guards looking on the walls. Are you guys going to do anything to try to hide? Because you're... sticking out like a sore thumb.
Is
there anything we can
do
to stealth?
I'll do Pass Without a Trace.
Okay. And then, yeah, are you guys...
So
he's casting Pass Without a Trace. Are you guys, like...
Stealthing. We're all stealthing.
Yeah.
You're all stealthing.
We are all stealthing.
Yeah. Stealth
everybody,
check.
Everybody gets a plus 10 to your stealth check.
Plus 10, you say?
24.
29.
I'm trying to math. 37.
Crunk.
Twelve.
With your plus 10?
No, that would be 22 then.
Okay.
I was like, everybody getting real big numbers.
Everybody's doing really well.
Appears that you haven't currently been noticed.
How do we want to do this, man?
How far are the bodies?
They're like on the wall, aren't they?
Yeah.
Is it worth trying to get them?
I mean, wait, we're pretty stealth other than Kronk, aren't we?
Oh. Yeah, but there's guards Kronky. All across
or,
the
Gregor,
wall.
You have disadvantage.
I know, that was with disadvantage.
Yeah, yeah that was yeah. one.
So other than Kronk, we're pretty well stalled. How many bodies are there?
Three.
No, so there is Kaylee, there's Jasmine, there's Stefan, there's Hunter, there's the divination guy whose name is in my notes.
Ogden,
yes.
Ogden's here.
Ogden.
That's on you, big dog.
I don't give a
you
fuck.
There's the dwarf whose name you never got, the graybeard that gave Fargrim the intel.
He knew what was coming.
There were a few more guards from Metorica that have helped you guys out over the times.
I mean, did we want to maybe try to negotiate with basically, like, hey, give us back our dead?
No.
Just more or less, just I was thinking I could walk up, be like, listen, you hate me. Like, we hate each other. The battle's been done. Let me collect my bodies.
No.
How many guards are there?
I think that is not a good idea because we have all of his
shit,
and he's going to want that.
He doesn't know we haven't.
Yep.
Ack is currently wearing it.
I say let's get out of here, guys. Yeah. Like, take our losses. Let's get out of here.
I feel like we got to at least get Kaylee and Jack. They did too much.
26.
They did too much. We can't leave them here. Yeah. We failed them.
Currently see on this section of the wall, there are 12 guards.
That's a lot of guards.
12?
I mean, I could haste again, just mad sprint. You're fast as fuck. I grab one, you grab one.
The problem is I don't know if I'm strong enough to carry a body.
Uh-huh.
The wall is about 30 feet high.
30. I mean, okay. I could probably pretty easily cut the ropes. And then
I could carry two bodies.
Yeah, and then we just need enough
I'm jacked as fuck.
People to carry the bodies. And they don't count for your teleportation because they are objects.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can cast haste on myself again. So mad fucking mad lads.
I kind of have an idea. What if I give you all of my rope and you go up there, you tie all of it off around them and run the rope together on all of them into like a large knot, and then you can throw the rope down to us, and then before you cut what's holding them up there, we can basically belay it and like lower it to like lower the bodies down.
Weren't they just see all this happening? Like that takes a lot of time.
I mean, he's pretty sneaky, and then before he's ready to cut it, he like ties it all off, and then when he's ready to cut it, he can throw the rope down.
Here's my thing,
and
right?
Just cut through.
I don't care how sneaky you are. If there's 12 guards looking out from the top of this castle, they could see bodies being moved around and tied.
Yeah, but is it like a bridge and they're on top and then
it's
the
like
bodies
along
are bottom?
The wall. So like there's like the gate and then on either side.
Okay, and they're just like they're like dangling but up against the wall.
Yes.
All right.
Like they're hung, but off of like the wall.
I think a better idea would be me and Gregor maybe go over there. You tie it off. We catch them. We sprint back. I think that was going to take a lot less time than trying to tie the bodies together.
I can just cut the bodies one by one really fast.
I think we should at least get Kaylee.
Jasmine. I don't care about anything.
I don't. Gregor would pretty much do at this point do anything to recover Jasmine and Kaylee.
I mean,
body.
Fuck it. We can
what
just
about,
get all
like,
of them
Hunter
at that
and
point.
Stefan.
I think we just grab all of them. I mean,
Hunter was cool.
Hunter's cool. They're also they were soldiers.
Who is
like
I mean, so was Kaylee.
But he has a family.
They're all right there. What's
how do
the
you
difference?
Know that Hunter and Stefan didn't?
Because I mean, they never got introduced in the campaign once.
What's
yeah, they did.
Four or four repeal. More?
Hunter
like, right
does
there.
Have
like,
children,
it.
Actually.
Yeah, might as
Hunter,
well just get all of them.
Yeah, we can. I can definitely
say, let's get these
cut all of them.
Let's get them back.
I can run over, cut
just
the bodies, and then
the
we just have to like recoup fast enough to. I mean, if we're all underneath them, like I run up. Like
do we even need to really catch them?
Yeah.
I mean, they're already very dead.
We don't need to catch them.
If they're up here and the bodies are here, I run across. You guys gather down here.
We just need to be ready to drag them away.
Yeah. Everybody's down here. I run. I just cut the ropes as I go. You guys catch them as best as you can. I drop down, and then we're gone.
We just get them all together and go.
There's what, like 10 bodies or whatever?
We're going to have to try, yeah.
I can take two. You can.
I'll remind
you
it is very steep around the walls because you guys had this when you were trying to climb the walls before.
Okay. Like, so if we take a couple of shots while it's happening. Yeah. We sneak up. We're sneaky as fuck right now.
Yeah. And then we just haul ass I'd say we haul ass back to the tree.
Yo, can you still tie it off real quick, though? Because, like, that is, like, basically a cliff. So, like, if the bodies land, they might just roll down.
I don't...
They're also... It's on two sides of the gate as well. So it's not like they're all, like, right on top of each other. There's maybe, like, 10, 15 feet in between each of them.
I was under the assumption it was one... You kind of described it as one wall where they're, like...
Yeah, I thought they were just all kind of in the same
area. So it's there's the main gate, and then there's, like, on this side about, like, spaced out, like, 15 feet apart from each other, and then spaced out, like, 15 feet apart.
Y'all are going to have to catch them as I go...
We'll try to catch
him. And then just run, and you're gonna have to dodge a couple arrows.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Is what it is.
Yeah, like I can't.
Is
like,
what it is.
Belaying them down, I don't think is going to work.
I didn't
work.
No, they were that far apart.
And I can't. I'm not gonna be strong enough to slowly.
No, that's where like you would tie them off as you're fucking with them, and then throw the rope down over something. Like I thought they were over like. Like hung up from an archway.
No, I got the that's why I asked. They're up against a wall. There's nothing for me to do that with unless I go over the wall. Then they're gonna see.
Okay, is there anyone we're willing to leave behind, or are we gonna try to get all time?
I'd be trying to get all.
She said there's various soldiers that we have helped us, but like as many as we can get, preferably.
Okay, how many can we each carry?
What are your carrying capacities? How strong is everyone?
Bro, I got a strength 20, dude. I threw him once. I can carry two corpses.
I can't carry him.
I have a 21.
Okay, you just had to do me like that.
I have a strength score of 6.
So it's your strength score multiplied by 15.
Yeah, so I'm fucking... We're strong as fuck.
True, but you also have a bunch of gear and stuff on you. Mm-hmm.
We've not been
350 pounds. So that's like
no, okay, but that's on. What I'm not. So in general, I don't count that, but I am saying like you guys do have like probably a couple hundred pounds of gear on you.
So 315 pounds. That's like two bodies each.
Yeah, that's what I said. I think realistically we could probably carry two apiece.
Yeah, so that's six people. So we're four people have to be left behind. That's what I'm trying to say.
Mine's doubled because I'm a Goliath.
Yeah.
So mine's 540.
So, 2, 2, 3 to 4?
Yeah.
Just load this dude up?
Basically. All right. Let's do it.
Also, you probably have to tie them together. Like, you can carry that all much, but, like, yeah, you're going to need to find some way of, like, connecting them.
I got rope.
We just tie them into a bundle.
Ew. Yeah.
I got rope.
I hate this.
It is what it is.
Do you have another use of haste?
I have one more.
If you could cast haste on him.
Actually, I have two more.
If you can cast haste on him... I cut the bodies, he runs up, grabs them, takes them to safety, runs back, grabs them to safety, and we pile them all up, and then we boop them back.
It might be easier instead of having him run the rabbit multiple times if all of us...
Yeah, we just go.
He grabs four, we grab two.
If while you're doing it, he can get multiple to safety in the time it takes you to grab any of them. Like,
I mean, we could do two people on one side, and I can go on the other side by the wall, and then if I haste, I can... run the bodies back and forth.
That's what I'm saying.
And get them all to your side.
Fine, I'll cast.
Let's just do that.
Because we just need them in a big pile and then teleport out.
Place, right.
This is what's going to happen. Look at me.
Yeah.
Haste.
We gotta go fast.
Wait, hold on. Before you do that, we should like...
Tactical pause.
We should have gotten in position to where I can easily get onto... Because as soon as I...
Start chopping.
Yeah, we'll get active.
As soon as I leave your area, you guys don't get your stealth bonus anymore because you have to be within 30 feet of me.
Mm-hmm. I will have you guys reroll stealth for
when
that happens.
What the fuck are you doing right now?
I'm just kidding. We took a long time.
How close can we get?
How close do you guys want to try to get? That's a better question.
Well, I mean, what's the layout? Like, is there stuff we can hide behind?
No.
Do we still have that plus 10?
Well, you're near me. That's what I'm saying. So as soon as I leave, your stealth bonus goes away, and we have to go.
Okay.
So we're going to be trying to stealth your way up a barren field. So you've got like 40 feet of...
I think we just...
How far away are we right now?
I think we...
That's what I need to know, because I need to know how much I have to run.
I believe last time we did this, the tree was 60 feet away from...
Okay, that's fine by me.
But there is nothing to hide you outside of this little...
Yeah, but I can cover that faster than they can get to me.
I'll cast invisibility on myself and Gregor.
I rolled an 18.
Okay. And it's dark out, so I can also be invisible.
It's
without the 10.
Overcast. It's dark.
It just has to be... it doesn't have to be full darkness. It is... Where the fuck is it? I'm in the wrong thing. Hello? I have too much shit. Dim light or darkness?
I guess we can count this as dim. You guys have been running around most of the day. If you could see the sun, it might be getting low.
I assume the vampire lord has a way to keep it overcast at all
times.
Yeah,
it's always overcast.
I can try.
I'm going to cast invisibility on myself and Gregor.
Okay, so you guys will have advantage on your stealth check, which will just give you a flat roll now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fargrim has an 18.
So yeah, if we are ready and I am able to go invisible, I'm going to do so.
Okay.
And is everybody ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm gonna get back down in my sprinter's pose, and as soon as he casts Haste, I am booking it to the wall.
Go.
Cool.
And do I get to the wall with any ordeal?
So you did invisibility and then Haste?
Haste isn't on me.
Oh, okay.
Casting invisibility. He's casting haste. I'm going invisible and then running as fast as I can.
Was it haste and then invisibility, or invisibility and then haste?
Invisibility. Well, no.
Does it matter?
He was casting haste first.
He's casting invisibility. He's casting haste.
Yes. Who cast what first?
He said invisibility first, so I'm assuming that.
Yeah, I would assume we'd be invisible first, and then because you said you were waiting for me to cast haste to make the Mogadishu mine.
Okay.
So.
Cool. Gregor, as
you become
cast
visible
haste,
again.
You're no longer.
Yeah, that's why she brought it up.
Why? I'm not conscious.
You cast the spell.
The spell is on.
Oh, yeah. I didn't. I mean, if I would assume Kronk would know that, so then we would just do it in reverse order.
No, because then he would be visible. Because then he's casting a spell. Oh, no.
No, he's saying it, but.
Yeah, you're right.
Because if I cast haste first, I'm concentrating on haste, and then he's casting the invisible.
Cool.
Yeah. I would have
specifically
planned
this out before we.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying we would have done haste first.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. That's what as a player didn't.
Like, even in character, Kronk would 100% be like, yo, that's not how this works.
And that's what that's why
he's
piggybacked on
like,
that.
As a magic
Kronk,
man.
As a magic user,
way,
would
know. Did I make it to the wall?
You make it to the wall. Okay. I just. Yes. Okay.
With no attacks coming in?
I'm just being wide and running.
All right. So then, if I make it to the wall with no issues, I'm running up the wall to where I am even with where. The rope is hanging, and I'm pulling out a dagger.
Cool.
I pull out two just to look cool.
Kronk and Gregor, I do need your stealth checks with the invisibility.
Fuck.
3. 18.
Okay.
I had the 10.
Yeah, no, I'm gone.
Not
I'm gone.
I would also say I'm not running
you're just bad
anymore. Then. Like, once I'm splitting off from his, like, stealth field, I am now, like, walking. Because, like, I want to not make a shit ton of noise.
Okay.
And Fargrim's just chilling.
Fargrim, you got a 18?
Yeah, I'm wide and running.
Without
to the other side of the wall.
Without the 10?
Without the 10.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Wouldn't you still be in his field while you guys get into position because he's going your way?
Like, I'm the only one that was splitting
I
specified off. I ran as fast as I
could.
Yeah, try
not
get
there's
seen.
No way I'm keeping up.
Okay. Ack, you cut the first rope.
I'd wait till I saw them getting somewhat close because I'm sure, assuming it's going to take them a sec to catch up. But as soon as they start getting close,
so as soon as you see Fargo gets close to the wall,
because I can't see. Well, it depends if he rolled so low on stealth, can I see him?
Yeah.
Okay.
You hear the thudding footsteps and the heavy breathing. So he's still invisible,
you see,
but like
he didn't stop running.
Yeah.
But you see like Kronk a little trail of dust and like heavy breathing and the clank of armor.
Then as soon as I can hear him and see Fargrim getting close, then I'm going to run across and I'm going to cut all of the ropes as fast as I can.
Okay.
I hear Gregor as I'm split off and I'm walking and I'm like, I probably should have said something about the walking part. He's just fucking full sprinting still.
A thing is happening.
A thing. Nope, no things here.
No I thing refuse. I do not consent.
Nope.
Okay. As the first body, which is Jasmine, the rope is cut and it slides down the wall and smacks onto the ground.
I was supposed to be there to catch her.
Oh, you're catching her?
Yeah, I was supposed to be right there, ready.
We said it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
They're dead. I mean, that's up to you. If you're trying to catch them, then
I was trying to catch them.
You're trying to catch.
I was trying to catch.
As the body comes, and how much rope did you leave extra? Like, did you cut like right at her neck? Did you cut like up at the top?
I would have been. I mean, how much rope? How much rope is there? Is there like?
I mean, they're hanging like 10 feet down. So there's the top of the wall, 10 feet them, and then
probably like 2 feet above them.
Okay, cool. Just checking.
But yeah.
But at the sound of this body falling and being caught, the guards are going to begin.
I feel like I could have gotten through a couple ropes before Jasmine hit the wall.
He is fast as fuck.
I'll say you get through two before that happens.
Cool. Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to catch those two.
Okay, so you're catching well, because if he's going like super speed, just like running and cutting.
Yeah, Gregor.
The other one I'm not gonna catch, but I'm gonna try to catch at least one and then try to get to the other one as fast as I can.
Get some dice for this. As they begin, you see a little vampire, or not a little, a regular sized vampire head poke over the wall and begin screeching.
A lot of dice.
Lisa Nagai. If I hear him screeching, can I activate my shield? It's a bonus action, or it's just something that I can just activate, and it's my floating shield.
Yeah, you can activate your shield. Sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
How many hit points do you currently have?
48.
48. Okay, that doesn't take effect on you then.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, the vampires cast a spell and doesn't take effect on Ack yet.
Gasp. Yes. I don't like you saying yet. What do you mean?
Ack, you cut through another one. Another one.
Can I...
I'm right there.
After feeling the effect of him screaming, could I quickly Naruto Jutsu Hand cast Silence up above where they were as I go?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to use my last key points for that.
Cool.
Nice.
Just because I don't like that. That was not fun. And then continue on my way to cut as I cut.
Cool. As you're continuing down the line, you cut another one, which I believe puts us at five.
Yeah.
You have to cross the front of the gate where you see more vampires staring down at you. One of them is going to scream more.
How far away were they from where I cast thing? Because it's a 20-foot radius, so it's 40 feet total.
Yeah, they're outside of that.
Okay.
Long, and a strong wind begins trying to blow you and buffet you off of the wall.
Bro, they're trying to blow
you. I'm stuck to the wall, so.
Oh, yeah, you got your slippers.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't blow off then.
Noise.
60 feet long, 10 feet wide, blast you.
Tiny lizard Tom Cruise out here.
Mm-hmm. Gregor and Fargrim, though, yeah. I think you guys would be caught in this as well. You need a strength saving throw.
Plus oh, thank God, because I'm not good at strength saving throws. That would have been fucked.
But I do have disadvantage because I...
You frenzied.
Still plus 2 to your save. I got a 19.
I got a 4.
19. Hey, brother.
You suck.
Fargrim, you are pushed.
Wait. Strength?
Strength saving throw.
Okay, hold on. I didn't add my actual modifier.
Bro, get your life together, bro.
13 actually.
13?
That's much better.
It is significantly better, but you are still pushed back 15 feet.
Oh, that's fine. I already got my bodies. I want to run out of there. I want to go back to our rally point.
Okay. Well, you're pushed 15 feet down the hill.
No, thank you.
I'm not pushed. Am I pushed?
You are not pushed because you succeeded on your save.
I got
so you can grab the last body.
Cool. So wait, do I have three? Because you said there's five on our side?
Yes.
Are we able to carry between the two of us five bodies?
Sounds like you got to make a hard choice.
Jasmine's probably pretty small.
Wanted to clarify...
You probably will need. You can maybe buddy carry the last one if you want to try to get Fargrim back up to you.
Fucking roll him down. You can move well over encumbered. You would just take half movement.
I can come up and try to help. Because if Jasmine is pretty light,
I'm leaving nobody behind.
Yeah, if Jasmine's pretty light, I can carry 315 pounds.
Okay.
I can, no I can probably go back. Yeah. Okay. I can grab a third.
Okay. Eck. That's not
good. And then we're both just hauling
You're
ass.
You're hauling it.
Yeah.
Back to the rally point.
We're getting out of there.
And I'm trying to cut cut some ropes.
Cutting angles.
Actually, I'm straight line. I'm trying to get this done as fast as I can. As the crow flies.
This guy knows some maneuvers.
Kaylee is the first body on here, and as you're running to grab to cut the rope, you see his desiccated hand grab you by the ankle.
Nope,
that's awkward.
Can he do that?
If he's been animated, he can.
Well, I'm saying, would he be able to grab me?
I'm going to need a contested. This is going to be a grapple check.
Okay.
Got to kill him again. Fuck.
Am I able to use acrobatics for this? Because that seems more acrobatic.
I believe you can choose either.
Okay, I'm going to choose acrobatics.
Okay.
Bro, I need a deanimate spell.
That is a 22.
22. You evade his, like, grasping. He, like, kind of, like, gets, like, the... your ankle, and you just kind of pull it out before he can close it.
I'm gonna shout, "This one's moving!" And then cut the rope.
Okay. Kronk, as you go to grab the body of Kaylee, he is moving and thrashing and making sounds at you.
Okay. As far as I'm aware, reanimation spells don't require them to be fully intact at the time of resurrection. It will fix them.
Only the actual resurrection
spell. As far as
spell.
Kronk is aware, apparently. Unless he wants to roll to remember anything.
I'm going to make an arcana check.
Okay.
Can I just cave his fucking head in and fix it later?
The wake.
Oh, boy.
Got a closed casket wake for this one, guys. Closed casket.
We can bring him back.
I'm all alone on my side.
Because you beefy as fuck.
Oh, that's a 22. For our kind.
22. Most resurrection spells do not heal the body. So if you're missing an arm, it will not regenerate your arm. If you're missing any limbs or important things, there's one spell, but it's very difficult and very rare that can actually do that. That doesn't even need a body. But most of them, you come back in the state that your body's in.
Man, that's some shit. That's some shit for sure.
If you crush his skull, would it uncrush the skull if we have all of it there?
Can I use
mending
on a corpse?
You could try
mending,
maybe. You could try it. You've never really done it before, but you could try it.
Okay. How animated are we talking
about? He's like...
a zombie.
Zombieing after you.
Okay. Can I just try and subdue it and tie its hands? And can I try and hog tie it?
Yeah, give me a... that'd be a contested grapple.
Okay.
With the animated body of Kaylee.
Yeah.
We can save him.
Oh, I mean, if he's still moving when we get him back, I do have one spell slot left. So I can dispel magic to knock him out.
That sounds good. I mean, even if
as you're fighting with the animated corpse of Kaylee, though, Ak is continuing to cut the lines.
Mm-hmm. That's 16.
Just more bodies 16. Dropping around you.
I'm here to rescue. Do not resist.
Yeah. Do not.
Yeah, you grapple and hogtie Kaylee, but it does take time.
Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna
Kronk's former life as
doing that
as a rodeo cool. clown comes in handy.
Rodeo, thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just going to move along every one of them that falls, animated or not. I'm just going to try and hog tie them.
Cool. Ak, I'm going to need a constitution saving throw from you.
Okay.
A conflagration saving throw.
That's only a 14.
Okay.
You suck, dude.
What the fuck?
Bro.
I'm trying to save our friends.
Reverse support.
Yeah. Just do this. Gotta neg the homies.
I'm trying to use the unhelp action.
That's like evil DM be like, you gain all the drawbacks of a long rest.
Ack, as you begin cutting more ropes down, you take 48 points of necrotic damage.
Ooh.
As they cast off the wall. Light on
Shit.
You.
I fall off the wall.
Grab the lizard.
So, Kronk, you see, you're like half like on top of Kaylee, like getting the last loop of rope around him, so he's hogtied. He's like trying to like bite at you zombie style. I'm just having a rough go of it. There's the body of Hunter hits the ground, and then the little thud of a ack.
A tiny thud.
A tiny Shit, thud from behind you.
Ah! Grab Hunter, grab the lizard, and get the fuck out of here.
All right. Fuck. I guess I'm gonna go
on
grab.
The wall is Stefan, Ogden, and the dwarf still.
Okay, so not the worst. Not the worst.
I was hoping.
Ogden got did so dirty, bro.
If you can bring me back,
I will never forgive Parker for fucking over Ogden like that.
If you can shove Ogden out was in my a bitch, mouth, and I'll run back up.
I mean, that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah. Ogden was a bitch. At least that dwarf helped us.
You're like
I'm unconscious. Yeah.
Okay. Can I get a death save?
I had 48 hit points, and you took away 48.
I am going for
actually. Let me check that this.
That's a 2.
Nice.
So I fail a death save.
It's worse.
Fine.
Better than a 1. So yeah, I'm gonna go try and shovel out.
I'm sorry.
His
what
ass.
Did you get?
A 2. Oh, a 2.
A 2. Yeah. Okay. Kronk, as you're making your way over, act. Give me another death save.
Oh.
I have
every
haste.
6 seconds. Yeah, but he's invisible. You got to. Oh no, that
no,
would have dropped.
It would have dropped as soon as I cut rope.
He's not invisible.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
He can't be that far from me. Like I'm hasted.
Yeah,
I was movement.
Literally right above him. I would have been right there.
Amber's out for blood today.
For real. You're just trying to swipe his ass. Like I mean,
I'll roll it. But...
Yeah, roll one more.
That's funny.
Jesus Christ.
That's cocked.
Don't roll one. Don't roll.
That's a 12.
Okay.
12. Okay.
Bro, I got 60 feet of movement. Get me the fuck over there. I'm giving him a loud.
Okay, you give him a loud.
God damn.
You want to roll it or should I?
You can roll it.
Okay, it's 2d4 plus 6 or
hey,
8.
Hey, Kronk, you are not invisible anymore. I'm going to need a constitution saving. No, actually, that's out of range.
Why am I not invisible? I did not cast a spell.
No, but you took an action because you were hogtying Kaylee.
That's just concentration.
It's specifically attack or spell, I think.
Yeah.
Let me check.
Isn't a grapple a type of attack, though?
Oh, yeah. You're right. You're right.
Yeah, I guess.
Yep. You're right. Sure, when you're right, you're right.
Look at that smirk, dude.
I try.
She's trying to kill us.
This is supposed to be hard, guys.
Yeah.
May I resume if I'm back up?
You do pop back up. Kronk, I'm going to need a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. I do have advantage against because I have the sword, and I also can't be charmed if that has anything to do
this
with it.
This is a type of charm.
I cannot be charmed.
Cool.
Can I...
Useful!
Mm. Whenever possible, I would like to run back up and cut the last
You're
going
to try
ones.
To run back up? Okay. Yeah. As you run up again, though, I'm going to need another constitution saving throw.
I'm just going to drop right back down. Okay, that's a 15.
15? Okay.
I keep going?
Cooking?
Looking? I don't keep cooking.
You don't, because you have how many hit points?
12.
Yeah, no, they cast Blight on you again, and you just...
Oh they cast God. What? Go. Blight?
Blight.
They're blighting you?
And even...
Actually, can I...
let's get out of there.
Let me check real quick. I need to see what my resources are looking like.
You also actually would have failed a death save from the fall as well.
Actually, for the next one, can I counterspell?
The Blight?
Yeah.
That's up to Amber. Let me go back.
Let me see if you could counterspell that.
Thank God I saved that last spell slot. I might need to revify this dude.
It's 60 feet. I don't know if...
But you have to be able to see the creature. I don't know if with from your positioning you'd be able to see them.
Do they have to use verbal components for that?
For Blight?
Because it doesn't specify in counterspell. Oh, yeah, which you take when you see a creature within 60 feet. Never mind then.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is verbal.
I should have just fucking cast a spell instead.
But Ack, you will go flying off the wall.
And a death save.
And a failed death save, and if you could roll me another death save.
Another one?
Why? I want to go get his ass again.
Yes, but it takes you time to go get his ass.
I'm hasted.
I mean, I would have been literally, I would have just gone straight up. I would have just fallen
I'm
back
right
down to where
there.
I was. I would have just gone up again, and then it would just been, it would have just been.
Quit arguing with the DM.
And then up, and then down, and
just,
then up, and
just
down.
Roll.
It's a five.
Okay.
She's
okay.
out for blood today, y'all. She's out for blood.
I would now like to give him another loud.
Okay, you may do so.
Dude, just get out of here. Yeah. Fuck Ogden, bro. Let's get out of here.
Dude, that's what I've been saying.
Okay. You say nothing.
I'm going to come back up, and whenever I have a chance, instead of running back up, I'm going to try and cast Eldritch Blast to cut the ropes.
You can try doing that, sure, yeah.
Oh, God.
Because I get...
misses and just like...
I get to cast three per...
Destroys the body.
Per spell.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm assuming you want me to roll for those?
Yes, please.
It's the AC on that rope.
let me finish.
Actually, you know what? You just... It takes you a little time. You get it. That's fine.
Okay. No, I'll roll for them. Fuck yeah.
Dude, I hope you missed and just pink missed one of the bodies. and it's Ogden.
That's 25 for the first one.
25, yep.
That is a 15 for the second one.
Sure, yeah.
And this last one is a... Whatever 13 plus 6 is. 19.
You cut the ropes. I will say, as you're doing this, though, as you're cutting the first one... Hey, Kronk.
What do you want?
Your armor starts heating up. excessively.
Oh my god, your nipples.
Your nipples!
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
So that is going to be...
Wait, who's casting it? Like, who can see me? Can I counterspell them?
Are you trying to catch the body that Ak is dropping, or are you looking up for... rogue wizards that are peeking out and stealthily casting spells at you.
Stealthily casting spells. Yeah. Uh-huh. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's okay. Never mind.
Okay. That's 8 points, and your armor is now on fire.
That's fine.
Do you have any concentration spells going?
Nope.
Cool.
Do I see who cast the spell at Kronk?
You do see a... it does seem as if one of the vampires has just cast a spell. Because you have a really high passive perception, you can see this.
Can I cast Guiding Bolt at him?
You could do that instead of one of the Eldritch Blasts, yes.
I won't do that. Well, technically, the Eldritch Blast, it's one casting, casts three of them.
Oh, so okay.
In one action, I do three
gotcha.
Blasts.
Gotcha, okay. And then...
So can I cast the...
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Let me see if I hit him even. Oh, actually, that might hit. That's 17?
17. Let me double check. I think that hits.
I have no idea.
17 hits, yes.
Cool. That's quite a bit of damage. I need
you.
I don't know where my other d6 went, so I'm just going to roll this 4 times.
Get out of there, guys.
Problematic.
That's the 4th one. 5.
That's 22 points of radiant damage, and he is now glowing, and the next attack has advantage on him.
Cool.
And then I'm going to run away.
Cool. As this is happening, you're also going to get shot at.
Okay.
Kronk.
Mm-hmm.
Does a 23 hit?
Yes.
Cool. That is 10 for one. 11 for the second. Does a 21 hit, Kronk?
No.
Okay. Ak, does an 18 hit?
No.
What about a 15?
No.
Okay. Cool. So yeah, you guys have been shot at. That one vampire is not looking super hot and is currently flaming, which is not ideal.
Okay.
He's glowing.
He's glowing, yeah.
Hog-tied two more of the bodies yet?
Do the other two need hog-tying?
I am hog-tying all of them. And I am hasted, so I have 2 actions a turn.
I will say it takes an action to hog-tie them into your pile. So you got Kaylee.
He was already done.
Kaylee was done, and that leaves 4 more, so it'll take...
2 turns.
2 turns with 2 action per turn of just doing that.
So am I done with 2 so far then?
Yes.
Okay.
They're going to start shooting at you guys again.
2 more. I'm trying to fucking... Who are the 2 that are left? At the end, the dwarf
dwarf and Ogden.
Ogden. Fuck.
Ooh, that's not great. Mm. That was a nat 20.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Actually, can I use my action surge to get an additional action?
To time alone?
To finish them?
You would still have one left that you would need to wait for the next turn to do. Because you're...
He had four, he did two, and then...
He had five, he did...
Kaylee was already...
Kaylee was one of the five, so he had Kaylee done, and then he had four.
Well, I did Kaylee, and then I got him up.
Yes.
And then the next one was two.
And then you had two.
So he would have two left. So
there'd be two more.
Yes.
So if he action surged, he'd get two more. Hasted.
I don't think action surge gives you two extra with haste. You just get the one extra.
Okay.
I don't know enough about
Actually, then, surge, can I action surge to cast invisibility on myself and Ack?
Instead of hog tie?
Hog tie again.
Well, I mean, that's only if they're zombies.
Oh, true.
And then.
Yes, you are still taking fire damage, though. So that would be interrupting your concentration on it. But you can try, yeah.
I've got advantage to maintain concentration.
Okay.
I'll roll those dice.
Cool.
It's better than getting fucking shot. Yep.
As I would say, as this is happening, you're still getting shot again. Ack, that's a nat 20 on you.
Okay.
And then Kronk, that is two, maybe 24s, which I'm assuming would hit.
Yes.
And that one's not going to hit Ack. So Ack.
How much damage is it?
That's 8, 6. Let me double check this.
Should we have had an actual initiative order here?
And I mean, sure.
Nah, just keep running it, dog.
Yeah. I'm running them as a group.
Taking so much damage.
Ack, that is 25 points of damage.
I'm going to try and catch it and reduce that.
Okay.
So I need a d10.
Oh, shoot. I don't remember what those numbers are. Krong, that's another 20 points of damage at you. So you get a few more arrows in you.
I rolled a 7 plus 16 is how much damage I reduced that. So 23?
23, and it was 25, so he takes two points.
Whew.
So you're still up?
Yep.
Okay. Krong, you're casting your spell?
Yep.
Cool.
Well, I mean, I was doing that during my last stint, yeah. But sure.
Well, because you hogtied two bodies, and they shot at you again, and now it is back to your turn.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was action surging for... that stretch while I was hogtying the bodies afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, you action surge so you could...
So yeah, I wanted to be invisible before this, but it is what it is. So I'm invisible, so... Are the other two bodies moving?
No.
Okay. I will finish up the hogties.
Cool. You now have a bundle of hogtied zombies, one of which is... trying apathetically to bite you.
Okay. I am going to just grab two, and I'm just going to start legging it.
Okay, you begin legging it. Ack, you going with him?
I'm trying to see if there's anything else I can do. I'm out of key points, but I still have spells. Can I... I'm going to, I haven't done this before, but I am going to, the shadows that normally surround my body are going to, gather in my hand, and then a light is going to start emerging from them, and Kronk is going to get 1d6 healing.
Thank you.
Oh.
As it forms a little wolf and runs after him.
Much fucking needed.
Oh, that's so cute.
And I rolled a 6.
Sick.
Woo!
And that's a bonus action. So I'm going to use my action to have additional movement on top of my normal movement as I run the fuck away.
Cool. That, I believe, was casting a spell.
So you're technically
no longer invisible?
It is. It's not a spell, it is an ability I gained as a warlock.
I mean, if specifically it has to have keyword cast spell, and you did
it
not,
it does not.
Then
say...
I will say you are still invisible, and you guys get back to the tree with your friends.
Okay,
so you are all now back with your piles of corpses.
Yeah, It says, as a bonus action, you heal one creature you can see within 60 feet of you.
Okay, that's not a spell then. You're still invisible.
All right. I had to go back for the other two.
You'd already hogtied them as part of your pile.
Oh, I brought them all at once?
Yeah, you...
Oh, okay, cool.
I assumed you. That was the plan.
That was something I would like to do, yes.
Yeah. Okay. If possible, you're okay, just cool. Dragging them behind them.
Yeah,
it's tough, and you're moving slowly, but you are invisible, and you are struggling through
I'm just imagining
the adrenaline rush.
And I just, like, grabbed...
The
like,
rope?
The rope for, like, for their feet.
You just have
two
Kaylee.
At a time in both hands, and I just, like, fucking have them slung, and yes. I'm just running.
I mean, you're running.
Yeah, I'm waddling.
Yeah. And you have just, like, the...
I'm picturing the...
of Kaylee trying to, like,
the videos of Liver King,
yeah.
When he's, like, got two big...
the kettlebells.
Kettlebells and, like, the chain with the sled behind him.
The barbarian.
Yeah,
yeah,
basically. Okay, so, yeah, get them back and in the pile.
Okay.
Kronk
and Fargrim, it seems they drew most of the fire.
Yeah, we need to get
from
the fuck out of here.
But
bail.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, I've been getting
Gregor,
blasted.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Are we all back together?
Please.
Yeah.
Whenever we're back together.
Is there any chance someone can heal me before we do this?
I can give you another D6.
I have a loud.
I have another loud.
I'll take a loud and the D6.
I can also.
Because, like, they fuck me up.
I can use my last spell to also cast.
So I'm taking two
wounds.
Louds?
Sure. I'll take two louds and that. Because, I don't want to fucking
I'm gonna
die
pop a loud
from
myself.
This
All right, you're giving him one. I'm giving him one.
Yep. And I'm
you get two from
my last
me,
one.
And then also.
I think, no, I have more. But.
How many is this? Because this is also going to take. I mean, it goes pretty quickly, but
I'm putting in my.
I think I'm still hasted, so I should be able to take both the potions pretty fucking fast.
Okay.
And it should take my whole turn for an additional 5 points of healing.
It should take like.
I'm just. They're giving him like 8. And I just want to know how many he's actually taking.
Huh?
Two. We're giving him
no,
two.
No, it's two potions.
Oh, okay.
One from each of them.
Yes.
And then
and then I'm also taking one myself.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'm just giving him one.
Cool.
I should probably take one, but I'm busy healing him.
Cool.
Are we ready?
I am the healer. Look at me. Look at me.
I think we're letting Gronk do his math.
Yeah. Like, hold on. 44.
I am the healer now.
We're soon.
I'm not. I'm not healing.
But
I can do one D6 at a time, 3 times.
16. Okay, so I get 27 back. Nice.
Where's Greenwood?
Fucking needed it.
He been gone.
Oh.
He's in the pocket dimension.
Okay.
Oh.
And then how much was yours, Zach?
Five? Yeah, five. Okay. I rolled really low.
Sick. Well, that's fine, because that puts me back up to 55.
All right.
Because, I was at like 20 hit points before you healed me the first time. fucking struggling.
You did seem a little bit stressed there.
A little bit.
Yep, for sure.
Let's get out of here.
Okay.
All right, run it.
As soon as possible, we're booping.
Yep.
We attempt.
Hey, Gregor.
Yeah.
Roll me a D100.
Mm. Should I do the orb or the normal?
Also, where are we going?
Orb it up.
Where are we going?
Yeah. That
Matorka.
Where in Matorka?
The LZ.
The landing zone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Inside the landing zone or outside?
You're super
familiar. Yeah, wait. The stone from inside. Yeah, the stone from inside the landing zone or the one that we took 3 steps forward and then took another stone? Just outside.
No, the real LZ, which is the one 3 steps out of the LZ.
Of course.
Okay.
Of
they can't be tracking me.
Because the location modifier kind of matters right now.
Yeah, no. Like, we're very familiar, and we have the item. Okay. This is as good as it's going to get.
We're on it.
I'm probably coming out of this unconscious.
I don't want to die today.
Put it on the floor, roll it there.
But it's
just fucking send it.
61.
Okay.
61.
How much damage do we take, coach?
Dude, does it make it or no?
You guys, as you feel the push of this barrier, and it's like trying to like move your way through jello, and it keeps resisting you and resisting you and resisting you.
I pull out my gun.
Stop resisting.
Gregor, your holy symbol of Ulrich creates this little tiny pinprick of light.
Nice.
And it snaps the barrier enough that you guys are able to slide through.
I stay behind.
All I do.
And you appear covered in blood and bruises and with a giant sack of hogtied corpses in the main square of Matorka.
That's not a good look.
Are Kaylee's kids here? I really hope not.
That'd be awkward.
It is the middle of market day.
I want to.
You guys are 5 feet outside. You narrowly avoided landing on a market stall.
cabbages.
Aren't we in front of the guard shack?
Yeah, there's a market
going on.
Probably
go get some guards right away.
All
right,
I'm immediately going to drop invisibility, and I'm just going to start proclaiming, nobody be alarmed. Standard Inquisition business.
Oh, okay.
As I'm going to turn around and very quickly try and get into the barracks.
I'm going to very quickly try to unhog-tie.
I just have four bodies slung over my back.
I'm going to try and minor illusion over the bodies.
That maybe would be a better look.
Aren't just bodies.
What are you trying to minor illusion it to look like?
Other body.
Melanges. I will also attempt to minor illusion that I'm actually holding large sacks of potatoes.
Yeah, they're double teaming some bodies, right? They're I'm gonna turn it into a bunch of animals or something. So it looks like they're carrying like some deer that we went hunting for, or like some elk. We'll do elk. They're big and they cover everything.
They're carrying elk. I'm carrying two real big bags of potatoes.
Yeah. We're just going to have a feast with the guards real quick.
It's a pizza party.
And one of them is moaning and grunting like a zombie.
Crying.
Some little kid.
It's the potatoes.
It's Lord Kaylee!
He sees through the illusion?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Why can that child see through the illusion?
Yeah, why can that child see through the illusion?
It's a heresy.
Hold on, Mark, someone grab that child.
I'm about to kidnap this kid.
Let me double check one thing on minor illusion real quick. I don't think you can do that big of an area.
No, I don't think so. I would as much as I can. It's a 5 foot cube.
This kid's too whimsical. He's got to go down.
It's a 5 foot cube.
Also, maybe he's just one of those little kids that just is like, I'm just gonna super, just sees everything and just like constantly talk.
He's a changeling. We got to kill him.
Yeah, that's Hold my on. Response out loud. When we're like, wow, what an active imagination you have.
Did the guards open the door yet? Guards!
I'm actively kicking the gate.
We're breaking down the door. Yeah.
The gate opens. You guys get in.
Okay.
As they know by now to get the fuck out of our way.
I'm like backing in and I'm just kicking.
Like, open the fucking door. Can we have somewhere private? Guard, excuse me. Can we get like a
who's in command now?
Lord Kaylee's missing.
Who's in command right now?
He's in my sack of potatoes.
Who's filling in?
as you see,
get someone to go get some clerics or something.
As you see, Percival makes his way out of the head of the guard
barracks. Percy.
I turn back. That's where we're gonna end this episode.
Okay.
Cool.
Oh my god! I almost died.
Honestly, man, I feel like I've never felt more confident.
Yeah, I don't know about it.
Y'all were straight chilling in that trench or whatever.
Yeah, straight chilling. I ran the Mogadishu Mile and successfully completed it. So
you ran where?
They threw like nothing at you.
The Metorkin Mile, dog.
We're over here getting blasted, and y'all are like, damn, that's crazy.
Hey, man.
That's the most I've gone down.
Be better. Just be better, bro.
I'm the best. Thank you.
Well, you know, you wouldn't have been in that situation.
I carried four sacks of potatoes.
I am now the healer and the tank.
There were, five.
If you count Ack.
Yeah, I went down.
Who's missing?
I went up and down and up and down.
She said we got all of them, so I'm assuming that I got all of them.
Yeah.
Should have left Ogden just to
We did? Okay.
Drive
so I was carrying
home.
Four, and one was just like, perched over around my neck, so I'm just fucking.
If we could get some.
I am the literal bull work.
You're the work bull.
Against failure.
You're the work bull.
Because winners win. I'm just bull.
I can see, like, as the arrows and spells are flying down, and you're just carrying these bodies running towards the rally point, just yelling out, we win these!
We win these. 100%. We win these.
We need to get as many clerics in here as we can.
Oh, yeah.
There's no
way they're going to save them.
So anyway,
we're going to have to go to, what's it called?
The Snail Island?
No, not them. The
Manan?
No, the city we were in before. This
Waldorf?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to go hang out with the Sigmarites?
Well, if anyone's going to ask people with like strong enough to bring that many people back.
I mean, that place does have a massive ass magic church.
Yeah, if someone's going to have enough clerics to bring people back like that, like we're going to need them.
I don't know if they're going to be able to bring people back that have been dead for.
They might. Days. I mean, I'm sure they'd be down to help when we let them know that we blasted the
shit. This sounds like all
shit
we should figure out next time on
Dragon Ball Z. All right, bye everybody.
Anyway,
thank you to our sponsors. We love you guys. We appreciate you guys.
Yeah, for real.
We got Fan Roll for all your dice and gaming. We got VB Health for your supplements and your health.
I need to decompress.
Run it back.
I gotta chill.
Run it
back. We gotta mellow a little here.
Yeah.
That was a lot.
I was fucking stressed.
To help you with your stress, try their new ashwagandha supplements.
Yep.
I'm gonna go mega dose some of that.
Yeah, I'm gonna take 10 right now.
Yeah. Thank you to our patrons. We appreciate you guys. You help us do what we do.
Y'all are the best.
They be doing it.
I'm glad I slammed a red eye during the last session, so now my heart rate's just like kind of
through the roof.
We're just elevated. Thank you guys.
Yeah, appreciate you
I
guys.
Hope you enjoyed the crippling anxiety that episode.
That was rough, entailed.
Dude. Name of the episode though. We win these.
We win these. For sure.
We win.
We did win those.
We did win. I mean, depends who you ask.
No, we won that.
We won that.
We won that.
No, we don't take L's.
Ogden didn't win that. Ogden took a pretty big
one. Ogden won that. He's back. You know,
we'll get
maybe.
Back.
Anyways,
we'll get back.
We'll catch you guys on the next one.
See
Bye.
You guys.
Bye.